This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:39 and you're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined now by Sabrina Magdalene of our news desk for the market wrap. So this week, in fact, I think in terms of Malaysian time, later tonight, we are going to be seeing Joe Biden sworn in as the 46th US president, hopefully with as little drama as possible in the Capitol. And with this, we're also going to see a new era of foreign relations between Washington and the rest of the world. Sabrina, do you think that we are going to see some normalization in world trade with perhaps less emphasis on punishing sanctions and tariffs and maybe even a stronger ringgit?
Well, we have seen the ringgit strengthening somewhat since the middle of last year when it was around 4.45 to the US dollar. And even at one point, it went to 3.99 in the first few days of this year. But the reason for this is mainly due to higher crude oil prices because economies are recovering from widespread coronavirus lockdowns. And another important factor is China has started to recover. So one interesting to look out for now is how the Biden administration will handle US-China relations given the impact from the Trump administration. So we spoke with Standard Chartered Malaysia's head of ASEAN and South Asia for FX Research, Divya Devish, about this. What he thinks is that Washington is likely to deal with more predictable allies first and at the same time, you know, keep a close watch on its relationship with Beijing because it's just too important to ignore.
I think that's going to be quite critical. Our own expectations is that US might remain quite cautious in dealing with China and, you know, US-China relations might not improve significantly this year. But what could happen, though, is US relations with the other countries, including those in ASEAN, I mean, that can improve. And if that happens, obviously, I think that's great news for countries like Malaysia, for Singapore. Currencies will probably react accordingly. US going back to its traditional allies, I think that's good news for currencies in the region.
So I understand he also gave us a clue on how the ringgit might perform this year.
Well, Divya's very optimistic about the ringgit's strength, mainly because of higher overall commodity prices, you know, the CPO and crude oil. Also, the ringgit, his view, is very undervalued. But if you are thinking it will go back to the 350 or 340 levels, that might be too much of a stretch. So this was his answer.
Our target for ringgit by the end of the year is 3.9. Appreciation of ringgit beyond 3.8 levels might be more difficult at this point. Most of us would still remember when dollar ringgit used to trade around 3.4 or 3.5. What has really changed since then is the overall level of commodity prices. Before 2015, crude oil used to be above $100 per barrel. Obviously, that's not the situation now, and that has led to a significant weakening of the ringgit on a trade-weighted basis.
So that was Standard Chartered Malaysia's head of ASEAN and Southeast Asia for FX Research, Divya Devish, giving us some insight into what we can expect from Joe Biden's ascension to the position of US president and how that might impact us. Sabrina, thank you so much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.